everybody. We're back again. It's Nowhere on Mulberry does Star Wars. We're really doing the Star Wars, aren't we, Bill?
Yeah, we're bending it over and giving it to it.
We're giving it what for, aren't we?
Is that too much?
I guess that's the way we felt after watching these movies.
Yeah, he did it to us so many times. It's time we do it to them.
Lucas had his way with us. Now we're going to have our way with... Okay, this just doesn't sound right. Let's just say, hey, we're going to watch Revenge of the Sith, and you guys watch it with us, okay? It's going to be fun. Hopefully you've watched The Phantom Menace and then Attack of the Clones, my personal favorite. And now this movie, Revenge of the Sith. And if you remember when this came out, this was our last hope, wasn't it, Bill?
It was. This was, I remember us talking like, oh, I can't wait to see it. I hope, you know, it's really dark and sad and...
Remember, it's like... George has been wanting to tell this story the most, the birth of Darth Vader. The first two, he was kind of biding his time to get to this story.
Yeah, so, he had to get through the child stuff and the love story, and now finally we get the Greek tragedy.
Right, the setup of it all, how the Jedi fell, how the Emperor came into power, how Anakin turned to the dark side. It's quite an incredible story, and hopefully we finally get to see Kit Fisto kick some ass in this one. That's what I'm hoping.
He's way past the posing.
Yeah, he's posing for the camera a lot, flexing his Jedi pectorals. So we're hoping that he kicks some ass in this one.
Smiling creepily and then running off.
Yeah, as he runs away. So we're really hoping for the best here. And so hopefully everybody's got your Revenge of the Sith DVD in the player now. And you could either be listening to this on your iPod or watching it on your computer, as I tried yesterday. It seems to work pretty good. And what we'll do is I'll count down to three. 3, 2, 1. Hit play. Everybody, hit play at the same time, or you can wait a millisecond after I say play. That seemed to work for me on the playback, Bill.
Yeah, it did for me, too.
It's like I say play on the recording, and then I actually hit play like a millisecond later. That seemed to be pretty good. So I've got the remote in my hand, and we're going to talk to you about Revenge of the Sith as you watch it, and hopefully we'll all have a good time. That's what I'm hoping, Bill.
I'm getting tired of the Mustafa screen, so...
Yeah, I'm on the weird bone planet, like the...
Oh!
Where the place where General Grievous hid out at, his hideout.
Oh, yeah, that's where the thugs in Harmony hang out with the bones.
Oh, yeah, the bone thugs. Nice. That is awesome. So, okay, let's get started, Bill. I'm really excited to complete this saga. The trilogy will now be complete. All right, everybody ready? Right. 3, 2, 1, play. Okay, here we go. The movie is starting, Bill. I'm very excited.
All right, 20th Century Fox faded.
Yes, and we're going to have the mossy kind of...
The science?
Huh? The science? What does this have to do with...
Of... It's all blurry.
The
sensation?
Of sen- hey, I don't
Did
even
I
remember...
Did I put the wrong DVD in?
No, I've got that on my screen as well. The science of sensation? Oh, this is THX. Oh, this is certified... But THX, mental institution, certified psycho for watching this. Man, THX loves itself. Is there anything
it
that
really does.
Loves itself more than THX?
Maybe the old SDDS openings from the theaters, that Sony Digital Dynamic Sound.
Oh, yeah.
Those were pretty ridiculous.
Here at 20th Century Thought. Oh, Lucasfilm in a nice green... Oh, its luster is going away.
It's fading.
It's turning yellow, and soon it'll rot outside. But that's okay. It's biodegradable. A long time ago. Oh, what's going on? Ah! Oh, that always scares me. Huh?
I'm flying! Where are you going? Don't go away.
So why didn't George trick up one of these where he didn't open it the same?
You know what? That would have been interesting, but I guess that's too much to ask.
Why couldn't he have opened it like a Nowhere in Mulberry, where he had just like a pop culture kind of mixture of movies or something? That would have been cool.
It's the war is crumbling.
Remember when people
poopy pants?
People leaked this on the internet. The opening crawl says war, and everyone's like, "Oh man, it's gonna be badass, yo!"
Yeah, and instead of the theme, we get Lowrider.
So I hope what we get now after the last movie is lots of clones with the same faces fighting lots of droids and without souls.
You know, this really helps set up the whole thing. You know, we're rescuing the captive Chancelot.
Yeah, they somehow General Grievous kidnapped Palpatine.
Yeah, they didn't question that.
And by the way, if you want to see how that happened, you buy Clone Wars on DVD, Bill.
Oh, okay.
The cartoon.
I have the Getty Tartovsky one. Do I need to get the other one?
I think there's someone pounding on my door.
Oh. Oh, my.
Oh, wait. It's just the movie. Never mind. Oh, awesome. Do you like how the ships are almost TIE fighters and almost X-Wing fighters?
I remember sitting in the theater and seeing this opening and thinking, wow, this has promise. Very cool.
Awesome.
Synchronized. Wow, look how pretty that is.
I mean, if you think about it, Obi-Wan and Anakin flying these ships like that, it's kind of gay in a way. They're like, hey, let's do it where we spin together.
Too close together.
Okay, Anakin, I'm going to spin now. Me too! Whee! It's like, guys, you're fighting in a war.
Well, they're in a Jedi battle meld, so they're very similar.
So it's like they become one.
Yes.
Nice. Look at all these explosions in space. It's awesome.
So pretty. Oh.
Oh, that took a hit. Oh, and there's R2. The real star of the saga, if
yes, it is. Oh, that ship's right ahead, so.
Those are nifty. I want to get a headset like that for when we do the show.
I think the gold band adds so much.
Seems like you could be electrocuted or something, though. It gets a static charge on it. So how come there's never, like, a purple leader or an orange leader?
I think those are a little too gay.
Oh. Copy, pink leader.
And they can't do black leader because it's racist.
Copy, chartreuse leader.
Fuchsia.
Fuchsia hair. Woo!
Not really. I don't think the fun starts.
So thanks for trying to subliminally subject to your audience.
Yeah.
Well, that's an Asterix fighter. That's not an X-Wing. I think they realized later... They realized later that they just needed an X, that they didn't need that extra wing in there.
Yeah, it served no real purpose.
I can't shake him! You know, Anakin's sporting some messy locks in this.
He needs to wash his hair.
Did he get out of Jedi bed just a second ago, or what? Now, does this droid fighter really need to...
To talk?
And it's like... breaks form and it's all flimsy all of a sudden. Oh man, this is so tense. Look, the missiles are chasing him.
What's he gonna do?
They're locked onto our midichlorians.
So Obi-Wan's not flying, it's R4?
I guess this is why I hate flying. Eject the spare part canisters again. Oh, we don't have any. They don't have any on that kind of ship. No spare part canisters.
Yeah, they need some, though.
My favorite line in this is when Anakin says, "Buzz droids."
That's coming up. I can't wait. The inflection is terrific.
Buzz droids. Oh, what are these things? I wish somebody would tell us in the movie. I don't know why, but
why do all the evil droids have to sound bizarre?
They're all like Gleek. Yeah. Oh, dude. Oh.
That's too bad. That always happens at a bad time.
That's
losing
too,
droid's head.
That moment right there was to upset the little kids. You know, George Lucas says it's for the kids, but really he likes just being sadistic. Let's kill something cute.
Yeah. Let me shoot you.
I like how basically Obi-Wan's kind of crabby in this one, isn't he? Like, ah,
yeah,
no.
He's got a stick up his ass the entire movie.
Sorry, in the name of Lorik, son of elves. Oh, they call it the same thing in their world, Bill.
Yeah, foggy cockpit.
Activate defrosters. Damn it, the car's not warmed up enough. Oh,
yeah, piss off, kid.
Way to pull a wedge. Sorry, I can't help.
Oh, great, it's the R2 battle.
Dodge.
Kick his ass!
Get him, R2! Come on! What I like about this is Anakin's gone through puberty, so his voice doesn't sound all whiny anymore.
Yeah, now he's so confident.
Get him, R2! Good job, robot.
Why does Obi-Wan even care to comment?
Later on, R2, I'm going to forget you have existed. Oh, nice little flip there. Why do they keep the shield battery on the outside of the shield, Bill?
Just in case they need to do some... I don't know.
It's kind of like a hide-a key, but on a ship. It's like, oh, dude, we forgot how to get
in that
ship.
It's in that stone on the outside.
Shoot that... Whoa, nice. Slicing like butter. Oh, let me just... blast them. Roger, roger. Over.
I actually feel bad for these droids. They're so clueless.
I became self-aware too many... You know, this is the best opening of any of the prequels, I think.
Oh, yeah.
It's, you know, right into the action. You've got some banter. You got R2 being a goofball. It's great.
I love that he goes, that's where he is, right there at the top of that spire points. Oh, we couldn't figure that out.
Another dark spire. Yeah, this will open my car if you lock the keys in it.
It looks like one of those Lady Gillette shavers.
Yeah, like in the Phantom Menace. Okay, here we have General Coughing Grievous. And he is not just a droid, he's a cyborg, right?
Is he? Yeah, I think
Batman and Robin.
A humanoid-like thing.
Didn't you? I always thought it looked like Batman and Robin on that monitor as they're running by. Old 60s Batman.
Okay, so...
It's a stalemate.
Now they're destroyers, but they were droidicas?
Droidicas. Well, if there was Nemoidians there, they'd call them that. Oh, they've got the drop on them. Oh, it's a... No! Those were just maintenance droids. They Okay, here's the two worst actors in the movie right here.
Now, these droids, shouldn't they be menacing, have, like, deep, guttural voices?
Yeah, instead they're like, who that? What that? Eh.
They speak street.
Yeah, R2 hides behind the dome-shaped canisters.
Spare he found pot. Friends.
Are these spare pot canisters?
Yeah, that nothing.
Who are these moron droids? God.
They didn't feel like programming proper grammar into them.
I've got superpowers.
R2, don't. Don't do it.
Oh, you don't know where that port's been, R2.
He can't help himself.
He'll just bang any terminal. That's
one of these times he's going to get a virus.
That. So why doesn't R2 have an onboard communicator? Why does he have to hold one?
Because it's more convenient.
Doesn't he have Bluetooth or something? Come on.
Yeah, but this is a long time ago in a galaxy.
Oh, they didn't
far,
have
far
cell
away,
phones
so.
Yet. I got it.
Yeah.
Whoa, that don't put him down, you jerk. Jerk droid.
This is
both my legs are snapped.
Oh, I'm a Jedi, but I had no idea you were up there.
That part made no sense to me. Why would he pull his lightsaber?
Yeah,
Jedi are aware of their surroundings and the energy that combines and flows through, whatever.
Yes, this is where R2 goes complete sociopath and kills his own kind.
So, did he just basically shat on those droids? Is that what that was?
Yeah, I think it was his extra oil. Like his reserve.
We just arrived at the theater.
Every time I see him spin around in the chair, I think of a Bond movie.
Yeah, he's like, welcome. Where's this space cat? Oh, thank you, Anakin. I've been in this chair forever watching the battle. It's most scary.
It looks like Christmas outside.
We brought you Metamucil. Something smells.
Oh no, it's paste on head.
The effects are much better in this one. My paste on this is not as noticeable. Hey, do you smell something? I smell doo-doo.
It's Count Poopy Pants.
I don't like the way he says that. Just say specialty, alright? Fancy pants.
The extra noun?
Speciality.
Extra... Vow.
You Jedi are arrogant, and you both have gay blue matching lightsabers. Oh, paste on head. I caught the effect there for a second.
You could never defeat my liver spots.
This time we're using Elmer's glue to hold my head on. Oh, nice. Nice saber action in this scene.
Oh, I'm so confused.
Oh, nice. Swing and a miss. And what the hell is this? He's just holding the lightsaber still?
Oh, yeah!
Go get him, Obi-Wan.
Oh, no.
Oh, he turned into CGI body for a second. I hate when that happens.
I love this part where it just looks so wrong. He slides.
He just crushed his legs. He'll never walk again. I can't wait to see how they handle this in the film.
He must go into a Jedi healing trance immediately.
Yeah. You are beaten. It is useless to resist. Oh, wait, wrong movie. Sorry.
Look at my bad teeth.
Look how shiny red my saber is. I would say the lightsabers are more colorful than any of the other movies in this. They're bright, super bright. We finally perfected saber effects. Get off me, punk. Old bastard. Oh, I'll give you a hand.
Oh, no.
Don't worry, they'll give you robot hands. It'll be cool. Do it.
Oh, what?
What's that Nike slogan, Bill? Forget.
Just do it?
Oh, yeah.
The paste on head's been removed.
He just severed the glue. I maybe shouldn't have done that, but I was angry. Anakin, he would have angrily raped you. Oh, my God.
When he talks, he looks like he's confused about something.
Wouldn't you totally take that chair home, though?
Oh, yeah, I want one.
That'd be an awesome gaming chair. And the Sond people. No?
I told you never to bring that up again.
Tusken Raiders, they're called. Hillbillies,
if you will. I love the faint scream in the background when he says that.
Yeah, the... He's dead, Anakin. Leave him here. You're right.
If you leave him, there won't be any more movies.
His legs are crushed. He'll never walk again. Oh, man, the space battle's incredible.
It's
look at
Christmas.
This. What's with this dude? What's with that guy's voice? And here's the...
That voice sounds like a bad voiceover.
Okay, I've officially heard the Wilhelm scream too many times now in my lifetime. Am I right?
Yeah.
Once you notice it now, it's no fun anymore. Unless it's in a Nowhere Mulberry intro.
This is my favorite part.
Yeah, shit.
I mean, that
batteries.
Is cool, seeing the ship battle.
Ooh, ooh. So does R2 not have a way to, like, sit still or lock
down?
No,
he has no magnets.
Yeah, that's a design flaw there. But you get wacky hijinks like this.
Yeah, and you get to run along elevator shafts.
Oh, look at this gay run he's doing.
Yeah, not very dignified.
Look, Anakin, I'm trotting. Is that what they call it?
Magnetize!
How can anyone tell what's going on those screens? Like, ugly gray look? I mean, so basically, couldn't you just shoot General Grievous in the eye and that'd pretty much bring him down?
Yeah. He wouldn't be able to see. But you have to be a crack
shot.
Oh,
this reminds me of Goonies. Oh.
What? Oh, my God. I'm so surprised.
This will be fun for the audience. So all of a sudden, in this beginning part of this movie, Obi-Wan's just a buffoon, basically.
They're all buffoons. It's like one long comedy bit.
Oh, this is fun! Woo! Oh, grappling hook. Every Jedi's got one of those in his belt, Bill. Starting with this movie.
Yes.
Man, just... Why don't you say please, Anakin, okay? R2's busy. Jerk.
R2's in a mass grave.
What? How did he do that?
I have no idea.
Do you think R2's a Jedi? And we just never realized that? Put it together? Flypaper.
How did this happen? We're idiots, bumbling from one scene to the next.
We're better than this, aren't we? Well, the screenwriter's not. Oh, well, that explains everything. Ray shields. He did it again, like buzz droids. Ray shields. Astromech droid. He's so proud of himself. They're no match for droid. Oh, wait, wrong movie.
Where did all these droids come from?
Why? These droids are all dicks. Kicking R2 around? I have a feeling R2 will get his revenge, though.
That's the revenge of R2 is the next movie.
It's like Carrie, but with R2. Now, what's with the bandage head droid guys? They had to give somebody a weapon that could fight with a lightsaber so they wouldn't just die instantly.
Why do they even need cloaks?
Yeah, aren't they metal?
Yeah.
Are they cyborgs also?
No, I think they're droids.
Jedi scum. Do you remember when you first heard the idea of General Grievous? It sounded so cool, like this guy who hunted down Jedi and he collected their lightsabers. Sounds pretty badass, huh?
Yeah, somehow they got lost in translation.
Yeah, they made it not so... Uh-oh! Bzz. That'll deliver a shock to the system. Bandage men, get them! Oh, go save Palpatine, he's in such pain. Oh, this is awesome saber action. So what are those, like pole arms or something?
Yes, that would be a electrified pole. Oh,
he's not dead. Not dead yet.
he's still going. He's like an energizer battery.
I cut your handcuffs. Nice.
Oh, this is just stupid.
Oh, and he fell to pieces.
So if droids can just... They feel fear, but so how can you not argue that they somehow have a soul and that they're just being murdered?
Oh my god, you're right. They're just murdering these guys. But they're following their programming. Whoa!
That sucks.
And the oxygen is all out of the cabin.
I'm so glad that he has a grappling hook.
Every good General Grievous has a grappling hook. Oh!
This, run away from this movie!
The no match for Droidicon! Stop saying that. That sure is a cackling droid robot, isn't it?
I think it was even, like, doing, like, the evil twirly hand thing.
Could he, like, take a lozenge or something? I mean, anything to help that cough.
A droid lozenge. One of those delicious cherry ones.
Somebody spritz my hair. Oh, yeah, this will slow it down. Launch 2x4s. Mud flaps activated. Oh! Now, R2, there's too much R2 in this scene.
Yeah, there is.
He does the howl like 3 times or something, like in just the first part of the movie. The Palpatine's like, shut the hell up.
What the hell is your problem, little man?
Do they have a hatch with explosive bolts just in case? We're coming in hot, like Halley's Comet.
Would you shut up?
Yeah, just too much R2. Shut the hell up. Hey, Ben Burt, dial it down a little. Oh, here comes the fire department. Fire ships.
Of course, on volunteer fire department.
It's like, ah, we're finally seeing action. Not in a single movie have we been seen before. Which would be worse, being a Bespin Cloud City pilot in those gay-looking ships or a fire pilot?
Well, at least a fire pilot, you can, like, pick up chicks. Like, yeah, I'm a fire pilot.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Those guys probably get a lot of tail. The tower!
Well. He just more than buzzed the tower.
Oh, here's a good shot right here. The camera's going to go right through the glass.
Oh my gosh!
Whoa.
That was probably the most exciting landing in the film so far.
Oh, Coruscant. It's so beautiful. Oh, please show it land. Show it land. Come on.
It has to.
Oh. The
Millennium Falcon.
Where? Oh, I missed it. And touchdown.
That was very graceful.
Ah, space subway. The only way to fly.
Shut up, R2.
I'm going off for a drink with my friend Dex.
He's got a pretty lady lined up for me.
You need a bath, Anakin. You stink. Yeah. All your fancy training. He's very less Jesus-like in this movie.
These two have such great rapport.
Do you notice they always name drop some planet you've never heard before? Kato Nemoidia.
I know that place.
I'm Oscar Witter, Samuel L. Jackson. Nice to meet you. Is there a large blue girl behind me? Because she's been following me.
Why does Palpatine always look constipated? Like, I think I have to poo. Is there a bathroom close?
I think whatever I ate, I was allergic. My face is bloated. Who are these chess pieces? Hey, look, there's Jar Jar. He has one line in the film, I believe. Excuse me.
That's good.
Oh, gosh. Goodness gracious me. this part's kind of creepy how Padme, basically, she had to have been here the whole time and hiding. Mm-hmm. She was hiding behind a pillar, waiting. Oh, there she is. Meow. She's got a cat hair. Come on, dude. What, Victor Cifuentes didn't even notice her?
Excuse me, Jimmy Smits. I need to go get my groove on.
You brought me breakfast. Cinnamon buns.
It's just that delicious.
Oh, Padme. Poor Natalie Portman in this movie. She had the least to do in this film, didn't she? And she gave it her all. Yeah, we saw you rescue him. We don't need to hear you tell somebody else in the movie.
But there were whispers he'd been killed.
If we tell him we're married, they'll kick me out of the Jedi Order. You know, you wonder if he would have said, okay, guys, I'm married. Busted.
Yeah. Do you think they really would have cared?
I'd be like, I've been married for years. I just don't talk about my personal life. What?
They don't recognize gay marriage here.
Mace Windu has 4 wives. What? They actually believe in multiple marriages in the Jedi Order.
Like, Mace Windu actually runs a brothel.
If only Anakin would have just asked about it. I'm watching you talk. All of a sudden, I'm stupid in this movie.
She's gone from a queen to an idiot in 3 movies.
You smell really bad, Anakin. I haven't slept in days. I haven't bathed in weeks.
There's a slight tinge coming from your crotchal area, Anakin. Really, get a bath.
What's this? Flying ship? Heading to a planet? Cue John Williams score.
Beautiful landscape.
Oh, look at this desolate planet. I bet the gyro captain lives here.
It sure looks like it. Hey, it's one of those ball things. They yeah. must not have gotten them all.
Ball ship. Oh, land. Yeah! Touchdown! That was a great landing, wasn't it?
What?
Hey, bandage guys. So somebody built these guys just to hold those pole arms, I guess.
You know, Grievous kind of walks like Beavis and Butthead.
Lord Sidious. Who comes up with the names of these places? You look just like the guy I kidnapped.
He should really get his slur checked out. A speech therapist could fix that.
Get my robe. I have to make a phone call. Oh. Where the hell did General Grievous come from? I guess they don't care to explain any of this to us.
I'm sure we would find out if we looked it up on Wikipedia.
Or Wookiepedia?
Wikipedia.
Oh, I remember this apartment. Now, this scene is kind of weird because Padme's looking really strange in this scene. Am I right? She got stung by a bee in the head or something. Ready?
Oh, what?
Okay. Do you remember Paulo?
Yikes!
I'm pretending to be attracted to you right now, but you look weird. Yeah, stop reflecting on Naboo, okay?
Are you related to Robert Zadar?
You are so beautiful, is what it says in the script right here, but you're looking weird. She's looking gamey in this scene, is what it is. I'm doing my best Brad Pitt impression.
Yo. Was he sure he's in love with her? That didn't sound exactly confident.
It would have been great as if they entered in the storyline that she's been doing drugs while he's been gone all this time.
It's a crack baby.
Yeah, she's a drug addict. Whoa, tunnel. Oh, dude, not again. And with her next to you? Come on. Not right.
Just can't help it. He's addicted.
Thank God I got my robot arm. I never get tired. Dude, could you please take a bath? Come on. And now you're sweating in bed. I bet this dude reeks. Space pillow. What? He's got the midnight D, man. Been there. That sucks.
I think he'd be moving a little faster.
Oh, what a weird place to put the toilet. But I guess it's pleasant, you know?
Yeah, well, you get to admire the view as you do your business.
Your mother again, huh? One of those dreams?
You should really go to a psychiatrist, Annie.
Oh, he still has the necklace. Jake Lloyd made this for you, huh? Get over it. He was the first Anakin. You weren't young enough. You were murdered horribly.
You were screaming, and for some reason, I think you were being murdered by a child. I heard baby crying.
I wonder how that scar happened on his face. It won't come true.
He's so damn brooding.
We've got a big apartment, don't we? They've got a huge friggin' living room, am I right? I can't get over it. We don't know, it's a baby. I think you've gained weight, Padme.
I think it's a Nemoidian.
Oh, dude, she's been having an affair with a Nemoidian this whole time. Right under his nose.
She loves the food. But after she eats it, she gets hungry again.
We don't need help from that asshole. A blessing, huh? I shall call him Mark Ham. Oh. Ah, yes, the most exciting place in the Star Wars universe, am I right?
I almost feel like there should have been a landing there.
Oh, here we go. Oh, the place with the blinds.
The marshmallow room.
This is the best moment in the whole movie where Yoda just pretty much tells him tough shit. People die. I'm really scared.
Why do they gotta be so goddamn cryptic?
Yeah.
Just get it out.
I had a dream that Padme died and while giving birth to my child, but hey, it's all just a fantasy. I've never really done any of that.
By the way, if you have fear, you're totally dark side.
So if you worry about someone you love, that's the dark side, man. You gotta not give a shit.
Before you know it, you're gonna be shooting lightning bolts out your ass.
If you died right now, I'd get over it. Oh, well, thanks.
In fact, I'd enjoy it. I'd get back to meditating.
Wow, he's got a real negative view on love.
Yoda's an asshole.
Love makes you weak. Just boss that bitch around. So are you, like, afraid of lights or something? What's the deal?
Hey, there was a black guy.
Hey, Mace Windu. Oh, different.
That's, and it's not Mace Windu.
It's Jace Hindu. Hey, look, there's Earth in the background. I see it. We will invade Earth. Oh, wait. Anakin. Boss Pity. Boss Pity. He can now have any car he wishes to drive. Oh, that's not right. He smells of Ben Gay.
And he looks creepy. He's like my scary uncle.
He is your scary uncle. No! Let's walk over here.
Screen wipe.
I mean, all I have is sports stadiums in this place.
Is that the Houston Astrodome?
Now, Anakin, let's walk around for a bit.
Have I ever told you how much I like the color red?
I need your help, son. I can't get it up like I used to. Oh, dude, it's called an implant, all right?
I saw this commercial with men singing about a pill called Viagra. They seem to like Elvis a lot.
I want you to spy on Master Yoda. What does he do in that room with the blinds?
Surely he can't just sit there by himself and do nothing. Maybe you could slip a camera in.
Oh, look at the nice couch area. Giant lights on the couches. I'd like that in my living room.
They look like space saucers.
Whoa. Doobie just crashed into the Jedi temple, man.
Oh, bummer. Plo Koon isn't there in his full being.
Hey, where's Ki-Adi Mundi at? I have a stupid Jedi name. Who's that dude? I'm acting. This is horseshit. Wow, Yoda's badly animated in that scene. Sit your white ass down.
Sit your ass down, bitch! On the floor? Oh, here's a chair.
I don't know him. That's what I thought. I am a hologram, not a ghost. I know it's scary, but I'm just a hologram. Pretty sure he's
Sir
a ghost.
Sir Yoda. Don't be frightened.
I have been killed, and now I've passed on to the dark side. What? Oh, this is, the Jedi pull jokes on each other. They trick each other into thinking they're dead, but it's a hologram. I've crossed over.
Yoda's had relations with Wookiees? Always knew he was a freak.
How many tries did it take him to say Kashyyyk?
Probably 10.
Oh, have you really studied the history, Anakin? When was the last time you've been to a library? We think you're having an affair with him. I mean, get a haircut for Christ's sakes. I mean, Obi Christ's sakes.
Obi Christ!
You know what I would want to see Palpatine do is issue a no-fly order on the whole planet. That place would shut down. So all these scenes here, they're walking around in a totally green environment, right?
Yeah.
Couldn't they have just built one wall set?
That would be too expensive. They need to spend the money on special effects.
It's a top secret mission. It's called a snipe hunt.
They only come out at night.
There's only one way to call them.
I'll make you proud.
So that scar on his face didn't happen in combat, didn't it? It was just him screwing around, wasn't it?
He's a cutter.
Ah.
I hate myself. Why is this dialogue so long in the scene?
Why is it so boring?
Whoa, busy highway day.
Rub my head, I shall.
losing my hair I am.
This is the worst acting of Samuel L. Jackson's career. Yeah. And I'm not even counting Attack of the Clones.
The green screen really just prohibits any kind of performance.
Oh, Yoda looks good here. But he's got to give it up. Just shave the head, dude. You're not fooling anybody.
Are we going to see a landing?
Oh, it's one of those hover type. Yeah, there we go. Whenever the platform comes down, that's a landing. Now, the Wookiee walking up here looks really awkward to me.
Giant couch.
God, his hair is looking so horrible here, dude. Get a grip on... Come on, Padme has to have a personal hairdresser. Are you telling me that she
She's got a new hairdo every scene.
I'm learning to fly in my biplane. Just get your hairdresser to do something with his locks, man. Where's her goggles at? She seems misplaced.
Oh, they're up above. She just needs to lower them.
You're starting to sound like a separatist. Separatists are nice, Anakin. Don't judge.
A lot of men I've loved have been separatists. That's right, Anakin. I've had sex before you.
What? Oh,
I'm angry now.
Like that Paulo guy. Didn't you want a side story where he hunted down that Paulo dude?
Paulo,
just to kill him?
Now that I'm done with the sand people, I'll kill Paulo.
He was my first love. Like the lake on Naboo. Talk about sand again the way you did. Float
it's
a pair.
So sandy.
Please float a pair around the room.
That time is over.
Good times.
So poignant.
Oh, this part is beautiful. So, is that structurally sound, that place?
No, but it works for them. Whoa, look at the Hooters on the Twi'lek.
Gangway, coming through.
Hare Krishna.
Oh, skybox seats. Nice. Hey, it's the chick from Star Trek, the motion picture.
V'ger.
V'ger.
Sit on the floor, Anakin.
General Grievous is an asshole. I'm so proud of myself.
That chick is sleeping over there. So what is going on? What are they watching? It's like
just general droning.
It's like a body of water and things jumping in and out of balls, floating balls.
With ribbons.
Is it Gungans?
Gungans.
Did I ever tell you about the time? Oh, not one of these stories.
These are hand warmers. Put your hands on them. It's quite comfortable.
It warms your ass.
The Jedi Council want to rape me.
What?
They're all degenerates over there.
Everyone undresses me with their eyes.
They like to hide and do circle jerks.
Do you think I'm sexy, Anakin? When I first saw this scene in the movie, I was actually very interested in what he had to say when he started talking about the Sith Lord and all that.
You would think that would tip Anakin off to something. Did he touch you in a dark place, Anakin?
They wanted me to spy on you. Huh? Do they tell you to comb your hair?
I refuse to, Master.
It's outrageous.
Even the Jedi? A certain point of view. Except Sith have style. Oh, now you're just filling in the blanks, Anakin. Oh, burn. So Jedi are like Buddhists, but with lightsabers. I get it. I had the little golden book when I was a kid.
I kept it right next to the pokey little puppy.
You ever watch Gladiator movies?
You ever see a grown man naked?
He was so powerful, he bought the biggest cake in the whole galaxy. Midichlorians? Oh, why did they have to go and mention midichlorians again, Bill? Didn't they leave it out of the second movie?
It's now an accepted part. We just have to believe everything he says.
Oh. That's an interesting story. He's talking very creepy here. You'd think he'd pick up on it. Oh, he's still kicking around here. Me. I mean, I don't know.
That's not very nice.
He smothered him with a pillow. I'm looking around. No.
Yeah. He needs to explain that it's more than just a Jedi thing.
Now, this should have been really cool. But you know what? It's not. Was anyone really excited to see the Kashyyyk playset in action? Oh, biker scouts with green. Nice.
You would think they would have used that on Endor.
Yeah, no kidding. Why'd they use white back then? I guess they ran out of the color from the factory. So are they actually sitting with their legs crossed somewhere else right now?
In an exact replica of the chair?
I become captain of all the Jedi. You gotta do what I say.
Watch yourself, white boy. Yar!
Yoda.
So what's happening, Yoda?
Binoculars. Have you noticed that Chewbacca doesn't look right?
That's because he's young.
Oh. Oh, orangutan Wookiees. Oh, man, I bet it stinks in there. Oh. This music sounds a lot like from Phantom Menace. Kill them all!
It's an ambush!
Rico's Roughnecks!
Wow, this is so... So what do you think
of
the...
Oh, Tarzan!
Yeah, what do you think of the Tarzan yell there, huh? Or is it really just a Wookiee yell and Tarzan stole it?
I think Tarzan stole it.
Hey, look, we're walking again. We're slowly shuffling while talking. We do it a lot in all these movies. I just want to say thanks for training me. You trained the shit out of me.
And I miss the Jesus look.
You should grow the hair out again. That's what you're trying to achieve, isn't it, Anakin? A Jesus look. Well, it's not working, my friend.
Only I could pull off the Jesus look.
First of all, you can't even grow whiskers. Damn it. You're going to be the richest, most popular Jedi everyone knows. And everyone will like you. Moron. And you as well, my homosexual friend.
Hey! He bought it.
I'm totally dark.
Man, I'm painting my fingernails black.
Whoa! Oh, just crashed through the screen. Hey, look, there's a place to park your ship whenever you want to hijack it.
You look a lot like a guy I knew named Django. Never heard of him. I'm just a simple guy trying to make my way in the world.
This is so awkward. They got the same guy. This is such a dumb idea. The whole clone idea doesn't make any sense to me. Even when I was a kid, when you first, in the first Star Wars, you hear of the Clone Wars, it was something really cool and mysterious sounding. And then when you see it, what it really is.
It sucks.
It's just kind of like, it's a bunch of guys from barbed wire. Bunch of guys from Once Were Warriors.
What is he doing to her in my dream? He slipped her a roofie? Oh.
Wait, that's not a dream sequence. Is he just watching it on a Viewmaster? Oh, it's an old Sega Game Gear.
Just got home from work, honey. You want some food? I don't eat food.
You wanted me to go out for drinks later. What's the big deal? It's not like we're married.
Well, you're at home, silly.
Look at our wonderful, lovely blue room. What's wrong with you?
Took me 4 hours to get here.
I'm feeling strange down there.
I'm no longer attracted to you. You're all fat and preggers.
You were at the strip club again, weren't you? Oh, man, Hayden is acting the shit out of this scene.
Yeah, he is just killing it right now.
So does Padme just go to this like market and buy lamps? I'm thinking.
Well, apparently she loves light.
It's like, I bought a new lamp. Yeah, way to put it into a negative thought into a pregnant woman's head, dude.
Yeah, you're going to die.
You know what? Like, hey, I had a dream when you're giving birth, you friggin' die, man. Sorry.
It's like, way to go.
Hey, I think we've seen this part before.
Yeah, it was a different ship. So did they just click with the mouse and take the old ship out and add this ship in? And here we go, and coming in for a landing. Docking. Oh, nice. Nice landing there, Obi-Wan.
It's beautiful.
R4.
Oh, no.
He just ejected spare part canisters.
Hey, it's the gyro captain.
Hey, what's up? It's that guy who runs the subway in the Matrix.
We would like a flux capacitor.
I would like a slushy. And maybe a candy bar.
So is this some kind of vampire race or something?
Yay! There's some really bizarre looking googly eyed maintenance dudes.
You have a beautiful set of teeth.
Oh, it's Pinhead.
Have you seen the box? I'm taller than you.
This guy sure did give up everything pretty quickly.
He's like, stupid Jedi.
No. Oh, nice copper droid there.
Blow it out your ass, Obi-Wan.
All right. Oh, he tricked him. Oh, he left. He's, oh, what the? I can teleport. Hey, I look Jesus-y again. Oh, one of the most annoying creatures in all of Star Wars.
Yes.
I tried to find the most annoying thing around here. Woo! It's like, how does no one turn and look and see him?
Well, the thing's so damn loud.
Oh, school's in session.
Hey, steampunk dude's back.
There you will learn from Jedi Master Yoda.
It's nice how they set up tables for these guys, isn't it?
How can this? Well, how can he be like stealth on this loud son of a bitch?
Yeah, I did not hear this loud bastard.
I smoke Viceroy.
I only smoke American Spirit.
So all of a sudden, Obi-Wan is just fearless, and he jumps into a room full of enemies. It's awesome.
What would Obi-Wan do? Oh, wait, that's me.
Leop.
It's so nice to make your acquaintance.
Bold and spicy.
Bring me his lightsaber. Add it to my collection.
Oh, an AC unit. Oh.
Oh, he totally took those dudes out. Oh, wait, no. Oh, oh.
Oh, here's what we've been waiting for, Bill.
Jedi slime, Jedi scum.
Jedi poodoo. Do that poodoo that you do.
With Dooku.
All badass.
His arms split. Oh no, four. Let's dance.
This is the dragon's dance.
Oh, bat out, yo.
What, he all of a sudden lost his balance?
Yeah, what is it? He's on a tightrope. So couldn't he have just killed him by running into him? Wait, I thought this was going to be more exciting than it is, actually.
Oh, okay. There goes one. Now he's only got three.
Okay, there's one. Apparently these lightsabers are easy to get a hold of. Two? Okay. I wish he'd get back on that yipping, yapping creature.
It was much more exciting.
It's a raid! Get out of here! This is so
I love how the guys just roll and die.
Yeah. Oh!
Oh!
What the hell is he, a lizard man?
I'm a lizard man.
Oh, and he lost his lightsabers. Okay, I guess that's it. Lightsaber battle over.
And he turns into a spider.
This is another annoying-ass vehicle, isn't it?
Why? It's a ball with legs.
Awesome. Hey, it's got some personality. It's got character. Ugh. Shut up!
Annoying.
It's a good thing he had that vehicle sitting in there.
Yeah, and it's very convenient that it can just kind of roll down everything.
My lightsaber! This is your life, Anakin. You remember you saying that, Obi-Wan, huh? You just dropped yours. This poor female Jedi, she's got nothing to do in these movies. That's right, I'm your master. Not
get it right, boy.
Oh, now you're picking up on that? Whoa, big Jedi man. Woo.
I'm a hologram.
Oh, he's playing an old video game. Nice.
What is that, combat?
I think so. Doot, 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 doot. So when he told him to go deliver a message, do we really need to see him deliver the message? Can we just
imagine?
Yeah,
I think that's crucial to him delivering the message.
Anakin, I have giant vases in my room. Have you noticed them?
I like the giant vases to go with my giant shoulder pads.
What do you have that's giant in your room? Well, we have giant lamps. Oh, that's very interesting. But guess what? I have giant couches with giant lamps connected to them. Aw, man. Yeah, you okay? You one-upped me.
Have I told you how much I like red? But when I work, I like gray.
Yes, there is, Anakin. You can get any chick in the sack you want. What? But I knocked somebody up. I didn't know.
It's too late, Anakin.
It's
You're too strong.
Extramarital affairs, Anakin. I'll tell you all about them. You notice
I trained Tiger Woods.
Did you know I'm married? You've never seen my bitch wife.
Oh, my God. Bitch wife.
This is the keg room. My master was a gentle lover. I saw it on the Discovery Channel. Hey, he's winning me over, Bill.
Yeah, he is. Those damn dogmatics.
Have you ever noticed the Jedi just sit in circles and do nothing? Yes, I have noticed that. I go to amusement parks every day. Ride on rides, roller coasters.
Let's walk in circles.
Oh, he won me over. Look at that smile. That says friendly. I'm going to chop your head off. You would look really good with a red lightsaber, Anakin.
Have I told you how much I like red?
Have you ever seen Clash of the Titans? I love his, you know, he's got a lot of taste. I like this little mural thing in the background.
Yeah, it's,
it's like a stone carving.
Like an Egyptian hieroglyph.
Oh, that's creepy O face there. Oh.
Yeah, put that thing on my ear.
I feel the heat of your blade on my neck. Okay, you're keeping me out, dude. Aw, come on. Thought you were going to chop his head off. You're too friendly to me. I think he's got lipstick on in this scene. Look.
He's just embarrassed. He's blushing.
Do you think I got these luscious lips overnight? Oh, he's so sincere. Listen to him, Anakin. Oh, back to this thing.
Blah, blah, blah.
This chase is still going on. Oh. Hi-yah. Huh.
Hi!
Haha, gotcha, Paul.
My spokes!
Oh!
So we've got it all wrong in our world. Our vehicles, we want them to make no sound, basically, and be quiet, but we need them to make whiny sounds.
Well, that's how you know they're working.
Oh. Ah! My robot cycle, you killed it.
Oh, what are you going to do without your lightsabers now, bitch?
I'm actually rooting for General Grievous in this scene. I don't know
why.
Kick
his ass.
Kick him in the nards, Obi.
I'm going to kick you in your droid testicles.
Oh? Maybe you should protect your heart better, dude.
He wears his heart on his chest.
And seriously, how hard would it be for him to encase that thing in carbonite or something?
Oh! I'm hanging on for dear life!
Boo, 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 boo! The blazer effect here is just weird, how he just shoots like a million times.
And another end to another lame villain.
Ah, why do these guys always die so easily?
Who knows? It's the age-old question.
How to kill off a villain? So uncivilized! Oh, I amuse myself!
Oh, here we go. My favorite scene in the whole movie.
Hey, let me talk. I got something to tell you. Okay. Are you sure?
A Sith Lord?
A what? Sith Lord, bad guy, they run everything. Dark side, remember that?
Yeah, how do you know? He knows the Force. Oh, really?
He has a red lightsaber up his sleeve, even. Are you sure? Just send Kit Fisto over there. He'll handle everything. I don't believe you. A what again? A Sith Lord. Come on, dude. Let's walk. Let's sashay this way, shall we?
I like sunlight better.
I picture a nice little oscillating fan on the floor of the green room right here during the filming. Oh, look at Kit Fisto's there, dude.
He's totally going to kick some ass.
This movie is almost over because they're going to kill the Emperor. Before it even happens.
Yeah, did he even believe me? I don't know. I'm going to walk over this way.
I'm so excited for this Kit Fisto action. Now, what's sad, Bill, is this is the best acted scene between Natalie Portman and Hayden Christensen. The best acted scene.
And they're not even in the same room.
And they have no dialogue. Oh, that's a Jedi toilet. Now I get it. That's why it's called the throne room.
That's where the best thinking takes place.
We shall all have BMs and conduct business.
Yoda's is smaller because he has, like, bunny turds.
Yoda, is this your pellet over here?
I remember when I first came here.
You told me that I was too old to be a Jedi, but look at me now.
Such a great view.
Whoa, that's a giant light bulb.
I see you, Anakin, so far away.
The city that never sleeps.
Anakin, I'm going to die in childbirth. Save me.
Now, think about it. If he would have never told her she was going to die in childbirth, would she have died in childbirth?
Considering she dies of her own will, I'm going to say no. There's nothing
so
wrong
basically,
with her. She just died.
He's an asshole.
Yep, pretty much. I'll save the day. Woo! Uh-oh. Badass! Yeah!
Like Kit Fisto's walking like he's in Staying Alive.
Ding, 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 ding. These poor guys on the right have no idea why they're there. No one filled them in on what's going on. They're just kind of there. Oh, yeah. Kneel before Mace. You threatening me, Jedi? Now, what is this weird roar spin thing he does? Hey, man, check out these ships out here. It's pretty cool.
Blah!
So, anyway, how's it going? Right.
One
how are you doing?
Down. Oh, he's gone.
Get him, Kit. Come on, Kit. Come on, baby. Come on, bud. Oh, no! What?
Oh, come on.
Dude, what? Kit, get up. He's not dead, right? He's going to get up in a second.
Quite possibly some of the sloppiest old man dark side. Ooh, there's some serious paste on face going on here.
Oh, you're right. Paste on head. He's trying to do his best Gary Oldman as Dracula here. wrinkle face. Oh. Mace Windu wrinkle face. He's giving
That's how they know they're serious.
You know what that is? Mace Windu stink face. I'm so handsome. Woo! I gotta hurry.
Run down the green screen. Run.
Hissy. Whoa, nice.
Nice flips.
My body can become CGI at will.
I meant to do that.
Do you realize how expensive that's going to be to replace?
Oh, yeah. That's never going to get replaced right. Once it's broken once.
Later on, you just see tape and cardboard over it.
What? Why does he keep making that weird face and thrusting downward?
I'm evil.
Damn,
he kicked your ass, fool! All right, just kill him, Mace, before Anakin gets there.
He can only walk fast through the room. He can't run.
Just kill him. Just kill him. Stop talking. Bow to the purple. All I said was hello when he kicked my ass. What the hell?
Oh, no.
He's channeling Linda Blair all of a sudden.
No.
Oh, I'm acting right now.
I'm really struggling here.
I still don't know what the hell's going on in this scene. What's happening to his face? This is what happens when you get electrocuted?
What, you've never seen someone electrocuted with force lightning before?
Oh, I guess you get a crease down. You turn into a butthead. Look.
a horizontal wrinkle split butthead.
Oh, he's grown ugly. Stand trial. Shut up. Then there's the appeals and years of court battles. That'll cost the city millions, Anakin. I don't think so.
Bite my lip and look at him.
Earlier, Mace Windu sensed confusion within him. Did you not sense it here? Oh! Worst acting ever.
My hand! Power?
You've just given me a power boost!
I thought he couldn't carry on.
Oh, he's a liar. My skull! And that's a little awkward fall out the window, too.
Well. Whoa, man, what happened? He got fillings while he was down there, too?
I've wanted to do that for a long time. Dude, you're so ugly. Don't walk close to me. Oh.
You're scary, man.
I've got a headache. Seriously, dude, your head looks like an ass. withered old ass, get away.
I feel the dark side coursing through my veins, or just me trying to act like that, but I'm not really pulling it off.
Dude, you have to pee, Anakin? What's going on? There's a restroom right around the corner.
I think he's trying to hold a massive dump. Now, I guess there's no questioning as to how Palpatine turns into an ugly, crazy, yellow-eyed old man.
The Jedi did it. They left him disfigured, scarred.
I love that. Good.
Now let's have lunch, shall we? I need you to get some cardboard and duct tape and fix this window.
It's much too cold up here.
Oh, wow, good acting. Hey!
Look at that look.
Darth dipshit. I mean, Vader, yeah.
Vader, yes, that's it, Vader.
That sounds much better.
What does that mean?
I'm looking evil right now. Can I paint my fingernails black?
No. Damn it.
You're a Sith, not an emo.
Oh. You know, I'm thinking that Yoda does the best acting in the movie.
That's saying something.
Oh, yes.
They will bury us in the same coffin and call us lovers.
No!
Cover up my butt.
I'm trying to be modest here.
But he's my friend. Oh, no, I understand.
But I totally get it.
For years, I hunted Kit Fisto.
Finally, I've been able to kill him, that damn tentacle-head bastard.
And the fight didn't seem to last that long. Very unsatisfying.
Right now, Kit Fisto is crawling out the window. He actually made it out alive.
Yeah, what happened to their bodies?
Isn't it sad to know he actually was never hit by the saber? He just fooled them into thinking he was down so he could just get out of there?
He hid under the corpse of the other Jedi.
Kit Fisto, man. Well, hopefully we'll get to see Plo Koon kick some ass later, right?
Yeah, or the Twi'lek.
Or a Ki-Adi Mundi.
Ki-Adi Mundi.
I look scary, don't I? Alright, calm down.
You're getting awful excited there, old man.
I look like a frog, don't I?
No.
Am I still handsome?
Yes. Oh, look at this scene. Wow! Nice uniform they got there, huh?
That's hot stuff.
Everybody's kind of, you know, got a nice order, nice single file thing going. Several rows.
I am a badass. Yes, I am.
God, I just hope that creature Obi-Wan was riding is still alive.
You know, if I lived there, I'd be kind of pissed.
Oh, no kidding. My favorite is this one trooper that runs and jumps on that spider thing right here. What is this? Awesome. Roger.
Oh, no.
I'm taking this thing with me.
Commander Cody.
By the way, my head doesn't really match this body very well, does it?
It looks a little awkward, but still, bye! Woohoo!
Where the hell's he going? The battle's the other way.
execute Order 66.
Well, he knows Commander Cody by name. That must mean he really likes him, huh?
He's a huge fan of the Codester.
You're my favorite clone. Don't disappoint me.
Blast him! Oh, nice hit! That dude's a crack shot on that thing.
Oh, no!
No, that little creature! Oh, no, actually, I'm quite happy.
It's a lovely day for a swim.
Now, what planet is this supposed to be with this giant bridge?
Bridgeland.
Oh, Bridgeland.
Coyote Mundi!
Look at this dude. He deflects bolts like the best of them, doesn't he?
Let's go! Attack!
They've all got
what?
Shotguns. Oh, this is just like the scene in RoboCop. Oh! Oh, dude, toast! Oh, I know this chick. She's hot in all the movies. She's always standing there. She's going to kick some ass right here. Watch. I'm in giant flower world. Oh. She must have a toothache or something, that thing on her head. Huh?
Oh.
What?
Why do they keep shooting her?
What the?
Kane!
Heartburn. Oh. Oh, Plo Koon, man. This dude is a badass. He's got that weird mask thing on. I've always wanted to know more about him.
Now, is this all happening at the exact same time, or is there a delay?
I think it's the exact moment. No! Oh, he probably ejected. He's fine.
Yeah, he got out in time.
Now, this is the most clueless Jedi ever. What is she thinking about? The laundry? She's just like, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee.
She's just taking in the scenery.
She's dead. Your laundry doesn't matter anymore. I like how they have laser-mounted crossbows. Wow, this battle's happening, but it really
it's really intense.
To me.
I totally care about everything that's going on right there.
It will be done, my lord. Let's go kill Yoda.
Stupid green guy. Whoa! Nice.
That didn't work. What the hell did he do?
I'll look at him climb up that guy. Ah, nice. Chewbacca here.
Oh, there goes another one.
Okay, this scene right here. Hey, Miss Skywalker! So basically, the lightsaber he's using right now, and he kills all these younglings, these little kids.
Yes.
This is the lightsaber that's given to Luke later when he's...
Correct.
So basically, when he goes, your father's lightsaber, he should say, your father's murder weapon. Mass
yes.
murder weapon. Is it you? My dad killed a bunch of little kids with this? Yes, enjoy it. Have fun.
Your father was quite the pilot.
She just read the script.
She just realized the movie sucks.
Dubage.
Hey, nice caddy.
I am the Jedi's legal representation. I'm Victor Cifuentes. What the hell is going on here? Oh, he's got a fancy little blaster there, doesn't he? Oh. All right, see you later.
Whatever, guys.
This little guy was kicking ass for a second, wasn't he?
Hey, he knows what he's doing. Keep going.
You're training. Oh, damn. Get out of there.
Yeah, he means nothing to us.
I want one of those breathing apparatuses always on my belt, just in case I'm submerged in water.
I spend all day in water, just jamming. Maybe go hang out with the Gungans.
What are these little things? I'm guessing it's a new toy on sale probably at Toys R Us right now. No, they killed those Wookiees?
They're such big teddy bears. Yeah, here's your suppository, Yoda.
What?
Yoda gets his own nice little one-man ship. So cute.
I think that's an E.T. ship. Look, they actually bring the Yoda music, which I thought was kind of cool, just to hear it again.
What the hell are they yammering about?
See, they try to trick you into thinking there's emotional weight here by playing music you're familiar with that made you feel an emotion at one time. I've always loved the way this ship looks.
It's cool. Like a badass hammerhead.
I pull this cape off, don't I? So he actually changed into that outfit before he left. That's what an emergency was.
That's why he had to get off so quick.
That's one of those ships again. I must get to that ship.
Why didn't he just stay there? That's where he killed Grievous, so...
Yeah.
Why didn't he just leave?
They're all leaving, too. He just stole Sky Captain's ship.
I'm going to the world of tomorrow!
Yeehaw! R4. Oh, wait. Shit. Where's R4?
The death toll's a catastrophe. Oh, wait, sorry.
They tend to do that, sir.
Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're my only hope.
Victor Sifuentes.
I'll park it for you, sir.
What the hell is C-3PO going to do?
He's evil.
Not so loud, R2.
Yeah.
He killed younglings. These little kids tried to jump me. I killed all of them. What?
These little bastards are dangerous. I'm going to do absolutely nothing.
I'm going to become king of Coruscant. People do whatever I say.
I'm going to choke you later, bitch.
That's a lot of loyalties, dude. Not loyal to him. He's a jerk.
So am I.
I'm just a big stupid head in this movie. No one talks like that.
Yes, I'm...
Mustafar...
I must go kill more people.
Mustafar is a stupid name. It's a lava planet.
Give me some sugar, baby.
Alright, later. Stop making excuses for him, 3PO.
Yeah.
We're all a little evil from time to time.
We're never going to survive unless we get a little crazy.
Would you like a massage, ma'am?
Oh, good. I didn't really want to give you one anyways.
Ah, yes. And a parking scene. All right, just pull up in here. Okay, gently. Come on. Right, okay. Go vertical.
Oh, okay, I see.
And there you go. Good job.
That was needed.
Yeah, they really need us to show how he got in there. Would you boys like a cape? No thanks, I'm good.
It tells everyone to go to Dagobah.
What's Yoda going to do without his sled? He's going to have to walk everywhere.
I sure would like my hover disc. Steak sounds good.
Maybe Bantha.
Whoa.
They could all use a little knowledge.
This place looks hot. Why does everyone have a walking thing in Star Wars?
Because they haven't invented the wheel yet.
Oh, that makes sense now. Put legs on it. So these guys are all just punk asses.
They just kind of hang out, self-congratulatory.
But will Padme be killed?
That seems like that's all they care about.
We hate her. We hate the professional, too. Horrible movie.
She was just a girl in that. This guy seems like such a dick, the Chancellor's right-hand guy.
You crash your presence, you better show up, or you're in big trouble.
Totally gonna take your lunch money.
Dickhead out.
Well, he's got like 4 smoke detectors in that cockpit.
That's to deter the pilots from smoking.
It's nice to see the cockpit. Nice cockpit. And a bunch of ships flying again. Is there a time where you just see it so much that you're not impressed anymore, Bill?
Yeah, I've only seen the skyways and landings about, I don't know.
Ship landing, and touchdown. Thank you. R2 jumps out. I've seen that already in the movie. Doesn't really tickle my fancy anymore.
I'm brooding. Kneel before me. Hoodie up!
I wonder why he didn't feel the need to kill those 2 dudes that were hanging out there.
We're just lava workers. All I do is shovel lava.
Now, those things are too small, aren't they?
For mouse droids, yeah.
They're like Hot Wheel droids.
What's with The guards with the...
Are they like Nemoidian...
Medieval armor.
The Nemoidian conquistadors?
Yeah.
Door closing. Oh, this is nice Yoda action here. Nice. I love the saber throw. Kick your ass and yours and done.
My work here is done.
Giant building. Thank you, movie.
I just arrived.
This guy, he's got just as many costume changes as Padme.
They have clothes in their car, so they can just change.
Ah. What? I wasn't paying attention. Dude, wouldn't you just run through there and collect yourself a bunch of lightsabers?
It's the corpse walk.
See, I got 3 greens and 2 blues. How many you got, Bill?
I have a purple.
Nice. You found it in the middle of the city?
Yeah, I was just strolling through.
Also, wouldn't a Palpatine's lightsaber be laying around there too somewhere? Flew out the window.
Oh, yeah, how the hell does he... What is he... Whose lightsaber does he fight Yoda with?
So do they call them younglings because it makes it less awful?
Yeah, I think children would be a little more negative.
Scarred. Deformed.
So is that chick his girlfriend?
She's rather androgynous. Maybe it's both.
His girlfriend and boyfriend?
Yeah.
Oh!
No, oh!
You're no match for Droid.
Viceroy. Oh, the steampunk dude's the last one left.
They should have showed one more scene of him frantically turning his dials before he was killed.
let me turn this valve.
Like he just stabs him with the lightsaber and steams like... Oh, I like the sound
Man,
of that.
He really gets worked up.
We will open AT-AT factories.
Let's turn this into a dictatorship. Yes, yeah, let's totally give our power to him. No, this is how the movie dies.
It didn't really sound thunderous, but...
It was kind of a mild rumble.
The Droidicars are on the way. They kick your ass. Oh!
No Droidicars this time.
Oh,
he's
this?
Hacking the Gibson.
Oh.
I've jacked in, Yoda.
Oh, he's calibrating the grayscale right now.
Always makes everything look so much better.
It's digital video essentials, Yoda.
I prefer Avia.
So why do their security tapes not go on a monitor? Instead, it's a holograph.
Because it's much more engaging. There's so much going on.
I don't believe you. I'm going to look anyway. Okay, two guys walking, and... Oh! Huh?
I'm murmuring softly.
None of these guys could kick Anakin's ass? Come on. Now, how does he have footage of this?
They tapped into the special office tapes.
Was this in Palpatine's chamber or there in the Jedi Temple? I'm never sure.
They don't feel the need to explain that.
I just got to go along with it.
You must pop a cap in his ass.
We don't know that. He could have just been angry.
He's already conceived.
Wait a second.
That happened pretty quickly. There's still good in him.
What the hell does that mean?
What does that mean, Yoda?
Hide in Padme's trunk.
You've grown very fat, Padme.
Wow, that must be like an accelerated pregnancy. At the beginning of the movie, she was barely showing. Now it's like she's 9 months pregnant.
I'm afraid Anakin is suicidal.
Big liar. You're just jealous.
It's true, he always was a ladies' man. Younglings? Those are little kids, by the way, in case you didn't know. Some of them were really cute.
And one had an adorable British accent.
Count Dooku? Who's that?
Metal thing in my hair.
When has Obi-Wan ever lied to you, honey? Come on. The writing's on the wall, babe.
That's a really hot terry cloth robe she has on. I like the embroidering.
Yes, I am.
First, I'm going to stare at him and try to talk, and then I'm going to kill him.
Alright, come on, movie. We get the point.
Yeah, let's speed it up here.
You have a great view, by the way.
It's a view to a kill.
Have you seen the view? Yeah, I've seen it. Lots of ships flying around.
It's really beautiful.
Wait, where's the Millennium Falcon? Do you see it yet? Where is it? I know it's hidden in here somewhere. Oh, missed it.
Oh, damn.
And Lava Planet. Mustafar.
Oh, they didn't show the death of steampunk.
Damn. Clean it up, Anakin. You could at least give him a proper burial. Throw him in the lava or something. I'm so evil!
So if he killed everyone there and he's done with that job, shouldn't he leave and go back to Coruscant?
Yeah, I guess he's just waiting around.
Instead of crying?
I wonder if he's got his eyeball replaced yet. We haven't
seen
this.
Still looking for it.
We haven't seen this guy in a long time, have we? He doesn't even get a close-up in this movie.
Nah, he's like just on the periphery all the time. He must feel totally gypped.
Do you like how they set up that C-3PO is now very comfortable with flying and he likes to pilot? I'll just hide in this cargo hold. Oh, there's no cargo.
I'll be the cargo.
This is convenient.
Oh, come on.
He's right there next to the door.
He can't.
Why wouldn't he not just hit the button and close it?
He's so lazy.
Isn't that against, like, Jedi regulations to use your powers for no reason?
I think it's just like if you're Matt Parkman. Am I a hologram on your desk? No. Here he's doing his best godfather, isn't he?
I made steampunk an offer he couldn't refuse.
Whoa, he's all pixely.
That's all the interference from the lava. What's this?
Incoming. And Padme's got all the coolest ships, doesn't she? She loves that chrome look. And what ship landing and...
Oh, come on.
Oh, there we go.
Down.
Good landing.
So she had time...
to change clothes.
And have her hair redone.
It's braided in an extra long braid.
Braided and split down the center now.
Padme! Hatch open. I'm pregnant.
Hey, baby, what's happening?
The babies are shaking when you run. Yeah, okay, obvious, man. I like to make a run out of Mustafar every once in a while. He said you're an asshole. Huh?
Well, he's not necessarily wrong there.
He said he killed a bunch of little kids. Not younglings, but children. Call them younglings. It hurts less. He knows that you're not a virgin.
What? He knows that you refuse to wash your hair anymore.
New powers, like what? I'm an intense a-hole now. Well, what a nice guy.
I feel so safe now, thank you.
You know what, he meant well, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. He's not a selfish twit. Somehow this movie has torn down the entire idea of this threatening, evil man and turned him into a whiny bitch.
Yeah. I'm popular and everyone likes me now, so there, you're just jealous. Shut up! He sounds like such a prick! Mm-hmm. See, they should have worked the angle of him being jealous of Obi-Wan, like they had some kind of relationship.
Hell, on the side, Obi-Wan was tapping that.
Like, he just see them together where he thinks that he's screwing around with Padme. Just something.
Yes, exactly. Turn it back on Obi-Wan. That's exactly what it is, you idiot. Now that you've become an asshole. Hello?
Whoa! That stung. I'm going to just sashay down this ramp, Anakin. You will not take her from me! No, release her!
Not until they're going to choke a bitch.
Oh, man, he just caused her to die after she gives birth. What a jerk.
Oh, wait, I did?
You will not take it from me!
Blah, 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 blah.
I'm going to pace back and forth. You know, I really think this lightsaber duel would have worked much better. I mean, it is pretty cool, but they needed different colored lightsabers. What do you think? Would have added so much more. Like, you see Anakin turn his dial and he turns it red. It's just the setting you have to change the tint.
Well, you would think that once he accepted the whole thing, he would get a new lightsaber.
They should have just had him be given one by Palpatine. That would have been cool. Your new lightsaber. That way his old blue one wouldn't have been tainted when they give it to Luke Skywalker.
Tainted.
Obi Jesus will kick your ass.
Oh! That's so bad. You will try.
Whoa, strobe effect.
I'm so confused. Who's who?
Spin.
Spin, parry, strike, parry, spin.
Oh, chest kick. I love this right here.
Yoda kick ass.
I think I'll leave.
What's it?
You gonna do something with that spear, bitch?
Very.
How dare he call Yoda arrogant?
Man, this guy's all about the full power. Unlimited power, full power. It's never half power. Or low power.
Come on, Yoda. You can't tell me you weren't ready for that blow there.
Smoky Yoda.
I'll kill you.
Chippity choppity chippity choppity chip.
Look at this fancy lad spinning around.
It's like a beautiful dance of death. Don't trip over the bodies.
That would have been great. Obi-Wan trips over a body. He's like, what have you done?
You killed steampunk.
Like, he says, my little green friend. Little green friend. He loves cackling, doesn't he?
He's a cackle master.
In your ass, I firmly place my foot.
Whoa, nice. He's got nice desk clamp twos.
He's always got great chairs. I wonder where he gets them.
I know the set designer was into lamps and chairs on this production.
Huh?
You like his little sleeve move with his saber here?
Nope.
Whoa.
Do
Yoda's all about telling people how misplaced they are with their feelings.
Yeah, that's because he's so sure of himself.
What kind of action stance is that? Above your
he's
head?
Always thrusting shit.
This scene right here always confuses me. If you look at their lightsabers, they make weird position changes. I don't know if you noticed what I was talking about.
No, I don't think I did.
See,
but I'll go along with it.
Yeah.
Kick battle!
How do you like that, bitch? Now I will cut you in half. Oh. You're like a horny frog. Get away from me. Wow, this is so exciting. This scene would have been better if the whole chamber was filled with people.
Yeah, if it would have been happening and then the people saw what was going down.
The Jedi really are trying to kill him. Left, right, up, down, left, right, up, down, A, B, A, B, A, B, A, and boom!
30 lives!
Invisible force field away! Oh. Do you think they felt silly filming that part?
Oh, they turned it off.
Oh, there's my favorite alarm. I want a ringtone with that sound.
It almost sounds like that annoying lizard beast.
That would be an annoying ringtone. I wish we could hear Duel of the Fates again, don't you? Come on, just one more time. Oh, here we go. I'm going to throw discs at you. One, two, three. Come on, Yoda.
Get up, Yoda.
Every time I watch this, I root for Yoda in this scene, but he just disappoints me. I mean, couldn't he just send it back to him? Why did it need to spin, Bill?
No, he needs to add a little spin to it.
Just a little spin.
Just a little English.
There we go.
What? Oh. Hello. Yeah.
Boom.
Oh, come on, Yoda.
Why'd you drop your mini saber? Like, you couldn't carry three of those. They're so tiny.
Too bright!
Back at you!
Oh! Come on, hold on, hold on! Dig those claws in.
Oh.
Oh, he lost his jacket.
You better go get it back. It's going to be cold out tonight.
That's what Emma always says. His jacket! His jacket!
His jacket! Yeah, now, this is the perfect place to have a lightsaber battle. Why not only put someone else in danger, but put yourself in danger?
Whoa, 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 whoa,
what?
Oh, yeah. Hey, there's not enough going on in this shot. Let's add a droid in
this
here.
This is not my place. I must leave.
We need more shit in the shot.
We need more steam, more jumping, more lava.
You will not take it from me. Oh, wait, I already said that.
I remember when the trailer first came out and we had that scene of them clashing with the lava and it was like, wow.
So yeah, it's like, whoa, money shot. I remember like a little video came out of this fight. It was out without any lightsaber effects.
Yeah.
But it was to Back in Black. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
And people, just the comments are like, oh man, this looks brutal. Oh, badass. this, they're finally doing it right and everything. It's like,
Yeah, no, sorry.
This is badass, yo. Let's walk this way. Lava! Oh! That will not burn me! It's raining lava. So why would anyone go to this planet ever for anything? Mustafa. Alley-oop. The this part where they swing and saber hit is so ridiculous.
What? Well, I don't understand why the whole situation had to be so absurd.
You can't tell me Yoda wasn't tempted to nibble on some wires in here.
Let's go, Jimmy.
Okay. If you say
so. Don't be so down on yourself, Yoda.
I'll drop your ass off at Dagobah, loser.
First, we gotta stop at Sonic.
I'll have an ocean water.
That sounds really good right now. I'm so parched from all this heat and lava.
Choir singing during lightsaber battle.
Massive lava fall.
Tally ho! Oh, yeah, that's awesome. Hey, Obi-Wan, cut his rope. Why don't you do that instead? I'll just jump on this raft. I've constructed a raft. Are they in Mordor right now?
He sure is taking his time there.
Hi-ya! Nice what? Landing. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. What is going on here? So those guys just carry buckets of lava around?
Yeah.
It is my primary function.
Okay, so slap, slap, hit, hit. Evil, evil. Panting.
You will not take it from me! The script could have been better, but this is badass! Well, you're full of shit, dude!
You're an idiot! No one talks like this!
I'm all sweaty! And it's your fault! By the way, you will not take it from me! Whoa! I'm gonna chop you into bits!
Okay, so if they can have an entire, like, lightsaber battle standing still in one little spot, how come they couldn't do that before?
Yeah, they gotta run everywhere.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
He's up there with Stevie Wonder.
He's got the high ground, dude. Do not try anything. He's got the high ground. I'm head and shoulders above the crowd.
Oh, my legs.
Wait, hold on a second. I just got the wind knocked out of me.
I'll be okay. Oh, I'm slipping.
What are you going to do now? Padma won't be with you. Oh.
Dude, you're a loser.
I wanted to trick it up.
What, haven't you ever won a shun, you know, the norm? I'm totally hip.
This part was brutal when I first saw it, Bill.
Oh.
Oh, harsh, dude.
That's really mean of you.
You just dislike him intensely, man. You don't have to use the word hate.
You used to be handsome. You'd wash your hair every once in a while.
And you had a gorgeous rat tail.
You remember the rat tail? I still keep it in my back pocket. I'm on fire.
He should really not wear flammable clothing.
This is cold-blooded. He doesn't pull him away from the fire. Wouldn't he have force-pushed his ass into the lava?
Like, yeah, finish it off, make it easier.
Instead, he leaves him there to burn to death in agony. He looks like precious.
Goodbye, Smeagol. You're dead to me.
Well, that took entirely too long.
Yeah, Anakin will be along in a minute. Let's go. Where is Master Anakin? Oh, they've got some air hoses in the background. That's good.
This is perfectly fine.
Yeah.
He didn't burn up and look terrible at all.
He's feeling a little burned at the moment. He's got a hot head at the moment. You can talk to him later. Oh, what a day. Man, C-3PO is looking shiny.
What? Who's that? So I guess the lava or the it ran out of
clothes
to burn.
It kind of cools after a bit.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't burn all the way through your body, I guess.
Well, that's convenient.
So all these ships became outdated by the time the original saga happened, I guess.
You know, we totally missed a landing there.
Oh, landing! You're right! That was another landing.
Sir, it's hot down there. You sure we have to go down there?
A medical capsule. Get him a hyperbaric chamber. Steal it from Michael Jackson's house.
Are you okay? Get up. Come on, let's go.
He must be using the force not to catch on fire down there.
You seem troubled, son. What's wrong? You have a fever.
Why aren't you so crispy and delicious?
You smell delicious.
Why did they show us those two guys that's just standing there outside?
Because
it's awesome.
They needed to establish a place.
Now, this is the scene where it's rumored that he just got done talking to Qui-Gon, right?
Yeah.
And so
we wouldn't know that.
Yeah, that never happened. They never filmed it. Right?
I don't believe they did.
It was just an idea.
Hey, look, there's two more guys watching a landing.
I'm glad they're establishing this. There's moon men on this place.
Yeah. George Lucas loves the establishing shot.
We have just enough time for deliver her litter. The tower!
This place is way up there, isn't it? It's like the tallest building in all of Coruscant.
The altitude helps the healing process.
Oh. Do you ever notice that the stretcher they have him on is extra short because he's missing legs?
I guess they have those around just in case.
Yeah, they build it that way.
This thing always annoyed the hell out of me.
Yeah.
The cooing.
She's lost the will to live.
She should have gained the will to live. Anakin's dead. Didn't you tell her?
Come on, Obi-Wan. You need to adopt those kids. Do what's right.
Oh, my God. Here's the scene, Bill.
The birth of Darth Vader.
Hmm. those droids have to be like, come on, man.
Man
Stop
up,
fussing
dude.
Around.
Something came out of her. His name is Puke. I mean, Luke.
Puke. Why is he covered
oh
in God,
puke? My God, is he even holding that baby or is it CGI?
It's called a baby. I've never heard of it. Uba,
yeah,
Uba.
Yeah, Uba, Uba.
Just hand us the friggin' baby, all right, robot? Stupid robot man.
It looks like it's scooping it out of her
yeah.
vagina. With
yeah, what is this? Is that right? I mean, come
it's
on.
It's like a baby scoop.
Did you order two scoops?
two scoops of babies.
Oh my God. Oh.
What the hell is that thing?
And... I love that ceiling sound.
Why doesn't my food saver make that sound?
Oh, that'd be awesome. That got that thud sound.
And then the mechanical breathing.
Bologna Movatafa.
Please tell me you pushed him in lava.
There's not any more. He's burnt to a crisp, Patty.
Yeah. But he may not be good, but he's delicious.
So couldn't they have said she bled out or something? We're just led to believe she just died because she was sad, right?
Yeah.
And how does
Leia have a broken heart?
How does Leia remember her mom being sad if she was just born and her mom died?
And doesn't that feel awfully selfish that she just decides to die
like,
when she just gave birth to two children?
You have much to live for, Padme. You have two kids. Anakin was never home anyway.
Ah, oh, screw him.
Hey,
what's happening, dude?
Here's the great Frankenstein moment.
Yes, the moment that everybody defends. Like, don't you get it? It's supposed to be campy. No, it's not. It shouldn't be.
It's awkward. It kills the moment.
It totally ruins it.
It's like, you know, I'm with it right here. I'm like, okay.
You know what would have been better if there was no screaming of no and no, like, stepping like Frankenstein, but just everything starts imploding around him.
And the whole room shape.
Yeah, just this. Leave it at this.
Yeah, moaning is okay, but not the... Here we go. It's so awkward.
Oh.
So dramatic.
Oh, please show this ship land. Come on, the movie. They're almost over. The prequels. This is our last one.
Damn it.
We will send them to ninja school.
Luke really gets the short end of the stick here.
It's like, I'm rich. I'll keep the girl.
Yeah.
What's wrong with adopting both of them and keeping them together, dude? Makes no sense.
Oh, the boy. Let's send him to the desert planet so he can be miserable and grow up with two old nasty people.
Sounds
and
good.
And drink blue milk.
I shall spy on him from afar.
And then when he finds me, be completely surprised.
Later, I'll give him his dad's murder weapon. All right.
Take a seat. Let me tell you about something.
Here's what you did wrong all these years. Who? What? This comes at such a weird time. Netherworld? Ki-Adi Mundi? I mean, Qui-Gon?
Clo... Poon? Poon Clo?
Kid Fisto is alive!
Yay!
Take that thing off your head.
What did he say?
R2 pretty is just a nasty little son of a bitch. Laughing at having your mind wiped?
Padme gets like the best send-off ever. Look at all these people. Candlelight Vigil. So beautiful. Where's Boss Nass? I'm so sad.
Aww.
Me so sad.
And she's still pregnant?
She's sleeping, too. You must do something. Oh, it's too late.
We must talk about it in committee.
She's still got the little pendant trinket type deal. You'd think Watto could have at least showed up to that.
It would be only appropriate.
Let me just work on my computer
here. Where did they get all these new outfits and such?
The deaths. Do you like the Peter Cushing, Robert Zadar guy over there?
Yeah, that looked nothing like Peter Cushing. But hey, it's
I'm Grand Moff Zadar.
What they imply that counts.
Maniac talking.
Let's just look at things.
Pretty much as a Jedi or a Sith, all you do is pretty much just walk around.
Yeah, walk around and look at things.
I'll wait. One more ship landing. We're going to get it. I know it. One more.
Oh, it disappeared.
Nice. Yes. Look at the steam come out. Perfect.
I like that it lets out that steam. Like, oh.
Now, isn't this Bai Ling here?
No, that's Gong Li.
Oh, she likes the pretty lights. I stole this baby for you. Oh, honey.
Is it ours? Really? What happened to my mom?
My mom was sad, I remember. Let me ride on this little camel thing.
That bleats and snorts.
Did somebody order a baby? Ding dong.
I know you don't want one, but here it is. Take it and treat it as your own.
He's very gossy.
His father was a psychopath.
You know, it's kind of sad. Aunt Beru's kind of cute now, but...
She gets old quick.
Living in Tatooine really messes you up.
Because if you think, what was Luke whenever at the beginning of Star Wars? What, like 18?
I guess, yeah, something around there.
Let's say these two are 18 at the oldest, maybe 20. So
twin
they're
sunset.
40, and then they look like 60?
Yay!
Thank God.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, the movie's over!
This one's actually shorter
it's
than
the
Attack
way.
Of the Clones.
Yeah, it is. The Attack of the Clones is just like this nightmare that wouldn't end.
Yeah.
All right, well, Revenge of the Sith, huh? We got to see the birth of Darth Vader, something we all wanted to see. We all wanted to know how it happened, Bill.
And now we know. And knowing's half the battle.
I'm going to say we lost the battle.
Yeah.
Wow. So I remember exiting the theater after this kind of bittersweet feeling and just like, I guess it wasn't that bad, you know?
Yeah, I was totally the same way. And then I thought about it and went, what the hell?
It's like, you know what? It's better than Attack of the Clones. And it's better than The Phantom Menace, I guess. But it's still, there's something lacking. It's just people, it's so like...
It's walking, it's staring, it's fighting,
it's like
it's landing.
The stale feeling, this kind of... walking
boring?
Kind of walking around in a hospital feeling.
Yeah, antiseptic.
Yeah, antiseptic. And it's like none of the battle scenes have any weight, really. You know, you got the Wookiees and stuff, but who cares? None of it feels special to me.
I would have to agree.
I mean, I dig the Ewok battles and stuff from Return of the Jedi better. You know, it's got personality. It's got some funny moments. He's even got the little sad moment with the Ewok on the ground. You know, he's dead and the other guy's trying to help him up. But this, you just got CGI Wookiees running around. You know?
Yeah, it's just goofiness.
Ah, good old Bruce Spence as Teon Medon, or whatever the hell his name is. So Jet Lucas was Zet.
Yeah, that Jukasa. Was the adopted son.
Zet Jukasa.
So none of the Wookiees were Peter Mayhew?
I guess not.
Huh, that sucks.
RD's Rabang. So, but we got to hear a lot of chorus music, Bill.
Yeah, there is a lot of vocalization in this one.
I mean, at least Ian McDiarmid was having a good time, right?
He certainly looked like he was having fun. Like the whole creepy uncle thing.
He was having the time of his life. But, you know, I'm just really bitter about that whole Kit Fisto thing.
He never lived up to any promise whatsoever. None of the Jedis did, and even the Mace Windu. I mean, Lucas couldn't have given him a better send-off.
At least he held his own for a while, and those other Jedi just got killed in one blow.
Just immediately. It was like, you know what? This battle is going to take way too long. Let's just kill them off real quick.
Right. Nikki Gooley. Wow. And it's just like, wow, it's over. We waited so many years to see these new Star Wars movies and it's over. But it wasn't over, Bill, because the Clone Wars movie came out. Yeah. Good times.
I've never seen the Clone Wars movie. Don't plan on it. You told me to check out the series, and I'm going to do that.
Well, that's just, I haven't even seen it myself. I just read good reviews of it.
Oh, okay.
Good times.
Digital effects artists. Let's say there's gazillion of them.
Telling me, man.
Way too many.
I wanted to know.
Samir Hoon, I know that guy.
Who animated those mouse droids? Because he needs to be fired. They're too small.
Oh my god. I'm shocked at how many visual effects people there are.
I know. Well, guys, I hope you enjoyed our third and final Star Wars commentary. I had a lot of fun doing it, Bill. Just kind of hanging out.
Yeah, I always like enjoying watching it. I hope other people didn't mind.
Yeah, I hope you had a good time, and hopefully we'll do some more soon, you know. I'm thinking maybe the Lethal Weapon series or something, Bill.
Yeah.
Something where people could have a good time watching
Something that we actually enjoy watching.
Enjoy, and I can't wait to do the Lethal Weapon 3.
Oh, God, yeah.
See, that one we'd have to do first. Get it out of our systems.
Yeah, much like Attack of the Clones.
Silly Shoot. Or, I'm sorry, Sicily Shoot. So they filmed in Thailand, Switzerland, Tunisia? So you mean that final shot in the movie, they actually went to Tunisia for it? Oh, wait, I remember in the thing on the making in Attack of the Clones, they actually filmed that shot for the sunset. For the third movie. Well, everybody, I hope you enjoyed it. That was Revenge of the Sith. We had good times.
Great wine.
And I hope you stuck it out with us.
That's okay.
Because you know what, Bill?
We don't blame you.
Bill, I sure have to pee. That's all I know.
Yeah, same here. I'm dying.
All right, everybody. See you next time.
I must go, Master.
Are you sure?
Now this is podcasting.